Yesterday, my brilliant Russian musician friend Igor Utkin posted a wonderful picture online. It showed him and his British wife, the equally brilliant violinist Sarah Harrison, posing joyfully mid-concert on the World War II destroyer HMS Belfast, now permanently moored in London. The Belfast was one of the key ships of the Arctic convoys, the convoys which carried vital supplies through the icy and dangerous Arctic waters from Britain to Murmansk in the far north of Russia between 1941 and 1944. Many old Russian people still remember with deep gratitude the British food they ate and the British Hurricane fighter planes which flew in their skies in these desperate times. And 7 years ago, the Belfast was restored with Russian funding. Every year since, on Russian Victory Day, British and Russian veterans come together on the Belfast to remember the extraordinary bravery of the British and Russian sailors who worked on these convoys. That very moving picture sums up perfectly this special bond between Russia and Britain. Russian Igor playing joyously with his British wife Sarah to an audience of British and Russian veterans bound in mutual respect and friendship forged in the terrors of war. This picture will never hit the headlines, of course, because it doesn't quite fall in line with the Russian scare stories that have again become the norm in the British press, even though the Berlin Wall came down nearly 30 years ago. The UK government and the right-wing media have become increasingly reliant on creating bogeymen to stir up the support and self-righteous anger of a fearful public. Muslims, the EU, Eastern European immigrants, gay people, Syrians, Turks, and of course, Russians, have all been painted into this panoply of mythical monsters that are apparently hell-bent on destroying the British way of life and can only be fought off by the courageous desk soldiers of the Tory party. The irony of the Russian bogeyman myth is that it portrays Russia as a Cold War enemy, the Red Terror, the rabid and merciless communists threatening the Western way of life, despite the fact that the Soviet Union is long gone. The irony came out in the recent Salisbury spies poisoning, in which a former Russian spy, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter were apparently poisoned by a deadly Russian nerve agent, to the huge outrage of the UK government. When Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn called for a more considered response to this incident, BBC's Newsnight programme ran the story with a picture of Corbyn against the Kremlin, in which he looks the spitting image of Lenin. And so the myth of Corbyn as a Soviet stooge is sustained, even though the Soviet Union disintegrated 3 decades ago. The irony is that there is evidence emerging that Russian-run bots, automatic internet postings, have played an integral part in stirring up the very xenophobia which sustains the Tory government. Putin's government may indeed be a threat to the Western way of life, but it is not because it is socialist, but because it is linked into the nexus of money men around the world who have little belief in social democracy. There is a grave danger in this myth-making. Myths like this are the main fuel of war and oppression. And the true victims of them are not those who need the stories for the hold on power, but the millions of people drawn into the conflicts that flare out of them. Russian Victory Day commemorates the end of a war in which well over 20 million Soviet people lost their lives, a war in which that very special bond of courage between British and Russians in those Arctic convoys commemorated on HMS Belfast is a moving epitaph. Very few of those 20 million dead were fanatical communists, of course. They were just ordinary people, tragically ensnared in events in which they had no say. Just as with the Germans they were fighting. When the German battleship Scharnhorst closed in on the Arctic convoy on Boxing Day, 1943, it was sunk by torpedoes from the Belfast and other British destroyers, with the loss of almost 2,000 lives. Seaman Ted Corduroy, who fired the torpedoes from the Belfast, recalled this: "I fired 3 torpedoes at Scharnhorst. It was so dark, whether they hit or not, She went down not too long afterwards. And when she went down, I had tears in my eyes, because she had 2,000 men there, all with mothers, brothers, sisters, wives, and I thought, what a waste. The true victory of Russian Victory Day in London should be, as that wonderful picture on the Belfast, the coming together of people in common humanity and friendship.